This is the Frederick Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Nat's Landing. Now, here is your host, Jeff Doak.
Welcome to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Jeff Doak. We are on location at Nat's Landing on St. Simon's, where we will be each and every week, Wednesday night, 7:30, for the entire postseason. This segment of the Brandon Derrick Show, sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Pharmacy, and by Nat's Landing. And now joining us, the head coach of the playoff-bound Frederica Academy Knights, Mr. Brandon Derrick.
Quiet night.
Especially the conversation must be really good.
We got a bye week, so everybody's trying to rest.
Okay, yeah, that's it. They're charging up. You know, they're resting their applause muscles,
right.
And rest. They're screaming tendons. Well, let's talk about what happened this past week, wrapping up the regular season, wrapping up region play, heading up to state two in Statesboro to Dublin, taking on the Trinity Christian Academy Crusaders, walking out with a 42-17 victory. Lining up number four in the playoff seeding, 5-5 overall, 3-1 in the region. All things considered for this season, the way that it's worked out, not too shabby.
Like I said the other night when we talked, I felt like these guys are probably overachieving. An injury away, we might be 7-3. And I think they've done an outstanding job. When you got 19 kids, 20 kids, and you're trying to go out and compete week in, week out, we've been doing this since August the 2nd, it's hard to do, but I thought our kids have done a great job all year of preparing and going out. And we played a lot of teams that's got 40 or 50 kids, and we run out there with 20 max, and right now we got 19. So, going into the playoffs, but, the kids will prepare, and they'll get ready, and they've done a really good job all year. I'm super proud of this bunch of kids. They're very resilient bunch. I've said that over and over again. And, we were 1-4, and turned it around and went 4-1 on the back end, and that was up to them. We can coach them up, but they got to go out there and want to win and play.
We talked about after it happened. We talked about it a couple times since then. The second half of the Long County game is when you say it finally clicked. What exactly was it that clicked?
I don't know. We went into the locker room. And started making a few adjustments, and there was a few things where they were like, oh, that's what you were talking about. And it was like, oh my gosh, we've been going over this, and it was like all of a sudden some things clicked with us on defense. We made a couple adjustments. Like you said, we went away from our three-man front to a four-man front. We did some things that, moved some guys around, and then all of a sudden, I tell you what I really thought it was the kids realized that if they played with a great effort, that they had a chance, that they could beat anybody with great effort. And I think they realized that in the second half against Long. You're down 32-6, and then all of a sudden we're driving to go for the go-ahead score down 38-33, So I think that's what clicked, was the effort and enthusiasm to play with, and they've done that ever since.
So Friday night against Trinity, it started out just with an absolute beautiful catch, concentration. Thomas Field, Bryce Riley, touchdown, first play of the game. And I said this the other night, the more I think about it, the more I think that I'm right. With the exception of the play in the championship game, I am hard-pressed to think of a more exciting play in Frederica history.
It was a good play. Something we had been talking about. We were riding up on the bus, and I said, I think we're just going to start out. We're going to hit Bryce running down the sideline. I said, I think that the free safety in the corner will take off and run with Jordan, and they'll probably leave Bryce. They're going to throw a screen. He'll run around the sideline. Thomas laid it out there almost not far enough. Guy barely tipped it, but Bryce kept his concentration and reeled it in. And what was it, 64, 66 yards?
60, 65, I think.
Yeah.
There were two 65-yard plays.
Yeah, and he reeled it in and outrun, and you're up 6-0, and you played 17 seconds into the game. So that was really big. But I thought, you know, as time went on, I thought it was a good execution. We got up 12-0, and it was kind of, we looked a little sluggish after that. I don't know. We kind of jumped out early, and then it was like, oh, this is a little too easy. We need to slow down. I don't know what was going on.
Well, I mean, let's be honest. For a second there, it looked like it was going to be a replay of the previous week, the loss to Pinewood, because you put up two big scores, and then Trinity drives, gets down, and you've got first and goal. They've got first and goal from the four-yard line, and the Knights defense held. Five plays, because you had the offsides penalty in there as well, but held, kept them out of the end zone. Kept them from putting points on the board, and that just, you know, that was a statement right there.
Well, that was big. You keep momentum going into the half, you know, instead of being either tied or behind the point. We had momentum going in, still up 12-6 at the half, make a big stop right there, get off the field, and then, you know, they come out in the second half, get a long run, and we stop them again, make them kick a field goal, make it 12-9. Felt like our kids kind of took over the game after that, started playing really good in the second half. I guess what Coach Palmer told me was we finally got the macaroni and cheese out of us. We looked like we slowed down by eating the french fries and macaroni and cheese for the pregame meal. So, but then we started playing really good in the second half. I thought our offensive line just kind of leaned on them and beat them up. And then the defense, the secondary, did a good job, you know, of staying on guys, guarding guys, because the quarterback scrambled around. And our linebackers did a good job of getting under it. And Jacob Aiken did a really good job of pressing the quarterback when he tried to roll out.
This is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Talking about shaking and baking Jacob Aiken. He was playing like a man possessed Friday night. There were so many plays, especially with the quarterback for Trinity, that was more mobile and more extemporaneous, I think is the good way to put it. Controlled chaos, I think is how I described it before. The fact that he was keeping the pressure on him all night long, finally able to get a couple of great tackles on him, just the control that he showed in not losing his cool when he finally chased that elusive quarterback down.
Yeah, that guy was hard to stay. And we talked about that week. He was the press guy, and Jordan was the guy going to run underneath. And we got lucky, and Jordan picked the one off underneath. And then, Jacob, it takes a lot of energy to run around and chase that guy line long. And he was the spy on the quarterback. He did a good job. I thought our defensive line did a good job. Sam was all over the place. Hamp did a pretty good job. But, trying to get after him, was talking about Ashton here. He told me, he said he was working the 25-yard line from hash to hash. He was more of that middle fit right there. You know, he's like, Coach, I couldn't catch him, so I was going to stay ready for the draw at all times.
See, I mean, you're talking about Ashton in the middle between the hash marks. There's not a lot of room to get either way with his area. He covers that.
Yeah, and, he was, as we were talking about, he was really working on his angles, and he did a good, but I thought our kids did a good job. I thought our secondary did a great job of not losing people behind them and chasing the quarterback. So, a good job overall on the night. We just a little sluggish early on.
More to come on the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, calling a timeout for an important message. When it comes to sports injuries, our highly trained experts have years of experience treating all kinds of sports-related injuries. Plus, we have access to all the resources at Southeast Georgia Health System. So, if you suffer an injury, on the field or off, let us get you back to your game.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 1-855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Garrett on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Jeff Doe. We are on location from Nats Landing on St. Simon's Island in beautiful Redfern Village. This segment brought to you by Nats Landing and by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, which of course means it's time for us to talk injuries. Did we make it out of bullet, or did we make it out of double? I keep wanting to say that we played bullet this past week. I don't know what's wrong with me. Did we make it out of doubling injury-free, and if not, what's the status?
I think we made it out pretty healthy, from what I can tell. I don't think anybody's reported anything major. It's really the flu and the stomach virus that's going around right now that's getting a couple of us.
All right, so So we obviously we mentioned last week about losing John Phillips Fires for the rest of the season, unfortunately, on that. So you said we're at back down to 19 now for the next game?
19. That's what we're rolling into the playoffs with.
Lean, mean, 19. All right, so.
How we've done it is a credit to the kids. Oh, and my wife, apparently, yeah. That's how we've done it. She's.
I booked a Thanksgiving week.
So that's going to be interesting.
Because we talked in the past about what you consider to be your minimum roster that you would be comfortable going into a season with, and this now marks the second season in a row that you've been significantly under that number. 36, I think, is what the number is. Is that correct?
That would be a lovely magic number. 36 would be, if anyone's listening out there.
Do I need to email this to someone in particular, maybe?
Anybody that would listen. If we were to get 36, it'd be very good. You know, we're working like today. You got three guys that are sick, so you got 16 kids at practice, and we don't even have enough assistant coaches to fill in to give us 22 to get a look both ways. So, you know, we're out there doing all we can to try to give them a look and get our kids prepared. But our kids will be ready. They'll be ready to go, and they'll be prepared. We'll figure out something here in the next few days, and we'll come back to work on Monday. Right now, because of the bye week, we went Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We're going to let everybody have a four-day break. They're probably ready to get away from me for a little while.
Well, they know how 5 and 6-year-olds are, so kindergarten teachers kind of have to be nimble on their toes. Maybe you can talk to some of the lower school teachers to come in and help out.
Yes,
just for the practice squad.
Probably be ready to go, that bunch is. I'll probably ask them if I have a ton of volunteers.
Or you can get some of the middle school teachers, because I'm sure right by this point of the year, they've got some frustrations to work out.
Maybe. I don't know.
See, I'm just trying to help, man. Trying to get you these ideas to get things going.
I'm on that hallway. They seem to be pretty laid back right now. They're just trying to get it done and get ready for Thanksgiving. And, you know, it's been a challenge, but I think our kids have done a really good job of trying to adjust week in, week out. So our linemen have done an excellent job of doing pass perimeter against our secondary. You know, we got some blazing speed with our linemen out there. But, you know, our kids, like I said, resilient, and we adapt. We're going to do whatever we got to do. I was asked that night, I said, Coach, how do you coach such a small number? You figure out a way to get them ready. I mean, at the end of the day, that's what you do. You know, and people say, well, I couldn't do that, or I can't do this. Well, you can sit there and sulk, or you can just get beat. So one of the two is we figured out a way to do it, and our kids have done a great job all year, and I'm just super proud of them right now, going out and preparing every week the way they do.
I know that end of the 2019 season, the year after the state championship game, and the season before the legend of the Dirty 30 was born, I know you were kind of down, that there was some issues on the team. Haven't had any problems with drive and dedication this year. But you'd think of having a team this small and the feeling of being overwhelmed with have the possibility of coming to work.
You know, the kids have just responded. You know, they come out there and go to work. And like I said, since halftime of Lone County, you know, I felt like our kids have responded really well, and they just push each other. I think they enjoy playing. They like being around one another, and that goes a long way. But the 2019 team was decimated by injuries. That's what killed us there was you lose 5 or 6 starters, and you don't have we had 27 that year, and you lose 5 or 6 starters, and then you're down. Luckily, knock on wood, you know, we've lost a starter or two. We've not lost 5 or 6 at a time. You do that, we would be really struggling, you know. But our guys have done a good job staying healthy, and Adam's done a great job of keeping them healthy, and, you know, they just continue to come out and work, and super excited about their opportunities that they got ahead of them.
Yeah, we haven't embarrassed them in a little while, so everybody, let's get out of our round of applause real quick. Keep these guys healthy. There you go. You're listening to the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. A couple of more things about the Trinity game before we move on to the playoffs. The one thing that I did notice, probably the one biggest hiccup, hang up, if you will, This was for both teams at the beginning of the game, having some difficulties with place kicking. We talked about it the other night, and I'll be honest, it's completely fallen out of my head what your response was. Was it a matter of the temperature, the cold, the conditions, the delay for the homecoming pregame stuff? Was it the dulcet tones of instrumental Eric Clapton playing over the
who knows? Sometimes it's got to do with the football. Like I said the other night, was you play all this time and here in South Georgia, everything's so humid and sticky, and then all of a sudden you play on a cool night and it doesn't have a lot of humidity in it, and the football gets slick. And so the snap, and then we've had Burns in at the holder, and I was just trying him out because Bryce had been out a couple of days sick, and he bobbled it. He was nervous and bobbled the first one. And then I think the second one was just a snap that was a little wide. And so, you know, if you watch this kicking, I'm like, all right, Blake, get your steps. And then he's like, sure. And then he kicks it. It's like he never takes any steps. He just kicks the ball. So it's natural talent to him to kick the ball. But, you know, timing is a big thing on that. But, we overcame it by going for a couple two-point plays. I thought blocking was fine up front. It was just the snap, the football, a little bit different. But if that's my biggest worry right now with 19 kids, you know, we've done pretty good. But we've been working on it a little bit this week. We had a new snapper today at Ashton because Jordan was sick. So we're going through all kinds of different transitions. When you have one kid out or two kids out, it's move everybody around.
So. All right, hold on. Maybe it's just that I've been watching too many clips this week. So you're saying that the Puma is going to be your new holder, which means that, and I know you, and I know your playbook, there might be a little bit of trickery, a little tomfoolery, a little fake extra point action going on at some point in the postseason, perhaps, perchance?
He was the snapper. You got all excited. Okay. You were okay, the holder, and here he was. Oh, all of a sudden, he was excited.
See, trying to help you out here, man. Trying to get you those touches on offense.
No, he had to step in today, and once everybody gets back, we'll be ready to go, and we'll work on it this coming week, and I think we'll be ready to go, and they'll do a good job.
All right. Well, we'll be right back to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
Your proud home for the Frederica Academy Knights Brandon Derrick Coaches Show this season is Nats Landing. Be sure to be there every Wednesday night at 7:30 as the Knights head coach breaks down the week in Frederica Academy football. And of course, enjoy the flip-flop friendly atmosphere that has made Nats Landing famous. 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons. Try our online ordering and let's go Knights!
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Jeff Doak. We are on location at Nats Landing, St. Simons, and this segment is brought to you by Golden Isles Pharmacy. So, the playoffs, we are ready to get rolling into the GISA playoffs. First round, Frederica with the number 4 seed in the playoffs winds up with a first round bye and a home game the following week against the Tift Area Panthers. How much discussion? I know that a lot of it is determined by the match preps ranking, but I also know that you were on the committee determining the seeding beyond that. How difficult was it for the committee to come up with the seedings this year?
it's almost comical, to be honest. We meet, and then we have some really valid arguments, but it all fell back on the match prep rankings. And I'm like, well, wait a minute now. If we have valid arguments, we need to listen to everybody. And one of the things that we come up with was the fact that Tift Area probably should have been ranked ahead of us. But Brookwood should have been ranked ahead of both of us because Brookwood beat Tift Area and Tift Area beat us. So Brookwood went undefeated in their region, lost or and beat Tift Area at Tift Area, and we lost to Tift Area at home. So, you know, me being the swell guy that I am, I was volunteering for the sixth seed, you know.
The most dangerous sixth seed in the history of the GISA.
That's it. So I volunteered for it, but they made us stick with the match prep rankings on Saturday, which weren't actually updated completely until Sunday afternoon. And so it flipped the numbers around according to the power of the schedule. And things like that. So it was a little, I don't know, I think some guys got frustrated and what went on. But the meeting, we were just trying to come up with a logic way to justify how we were ranked and going into it. And I felt like we were probably the sixth seed. I mean, when you look back at it, we lost to Tift Area. Yeah. Tift Area did lose to Brookwood, and Brookwood went undefeated in that region. So we kind of felt like they probably deserved the four seed, but we went with the max prep rankings, and that's what we decided at the end was to stick with it, because if you move one, then you've got to move two, and if you move two, you're going to have to move three, and it wasn't really hard. There was only three teams going to move, and I was volunteering to move, but it was one of those things that it got to worry about, and then it got into the other Double A and everybody else. So we just stuck with the match prep rankings and we ended up the four seed. So we've got the home game.
Let me ask this, and you can feel free to throw a no comment out there should you feel the need to, even though you've never have done that to me. But feel free, if you feel the need to do that, please do so. And I say this coming from someone who is an all-star scorer on max preps. It's a very inaccurate website when it comes right down to it. Why? Who in the GISA made it to where that website has such a big say in the postseason?
I don't know. I'll be honest. I don't know who voted on it, but when they first told us 2 years ago at the coaches' meeting in the summer, they said, well, it's usually really accurate. And I was like, I raised my hand and I said, no, we were sixth in 2018 when we won it. And then, you know, we were sixth last year. But the argument is it always gets the best two teams. And I was like, well, according to Mike Preps, we were the sixth best team. But somehow we ended up being the second best team going into it. I don't know. But at the end of it, I don't know. But I'm like you. I don't know if it's totally inaccurate or if it just – everybody doesn't get their information logged in a timely fashion.
Yeah.
And how it ranks your schedule and strength between GHSA and GISA is probably a challenge, because all three GHSA schools that we play are in the playoffs. So they all made the playoffs. And then here you look at everybody, and I think Tift Area only played one GHSA school, which was Charlton. But you know, and then I think John Millage played one school, GHSA. I don't even think Pinewood played anybody, GHSA. So, and then you look at Bullock, and they played Savannah Country Day, Calvary, and some other schools. And so you have to look at that strength. Are you really playing good competition? And the answer for us is yes, we're going to play good competition. We're going to play a really tough front-end schedule, so we're really good on the back end. So that's just the way it is.
This is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So, with the bye week coming up this week, obviously you've given the guys a little bit of a break this week. What's the schedule going forward from now until game time a week from Friday?
You know, this week we Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we'll be off Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Let them have some free time, and then we come back to work on Monday, putting it in. We already started, you know, doing the personnel packages and getting stuff set defensively to look at things and everything else. But spend a lot of time watching film. I hope they're doing that and getting prepared, you know, trying to figure out tendencies and trends and things like that. I'm wasting a lot of trees. I'm killing a lot of trees right now.
They're a renewable resource.
But, you know, just trying to get prepared, make sure we've got everything covered. You get 2 weeks to get ready, so kind of utilize your time and get prepared. But we'll come back in on Monday and have everything ready to go, the offensive, defensive game plan, and see if we've got anything that we can do on special teams that can set us apart.
Okay. We'll go ahead and get this one out of the way as well. I can't remember exactly the first Tipperary game. Can't remember. Obviously, it was the second game without Thomas at quarterback. Was that the game that you finally moved Bryce into quarterback, or was it still Jordan primarily running the Cherokee Apache that game?
Bryce was at quarterback. Bryce was, okay. Yeah, we utilized Bryce a lot at quarterback that night. And we give up two really big plays, one on fourth down. It was like 4th and 18, and he throws a touchdown pass. We lose the guy in the secondary because he was running around, and he throws one, and then they hit a wheel route. Corner fell down, and they hit a wheel route and scored 2 touchdowns. And then we driving to score, and we fumbled on like the 5-yard line right there in the fourth quarter. So, you know, if we eliminate some turnovers and take away the big plays, we got a chance. I think Thomas gives us it gives us the ability to attack down the field a little bit like we've been able to do. Gives us a little flexibility. We can throw the ball down the field. We can utilize Bryce out on the edge, him and Blake and Quan and those guys and Hayes. It allows us to spread the defense and then hand it off to Jordan up inside and do some things. And hopefully we can wear them down and beat them up a little bit and hopefully take control of the game in the fourth quarter.
I was going to say, Jordan has kind of been on a roll the last 3 or 4 weeks, putting up some massive numbers like he did in his freshman campaign. We expect to see that, or hope to see that in the playoffs as well, because right now he's, 1,699 rushing yards as opposed to, was it 1,780 last year that he did rushing, or 1,740? Okay, so yeah. He's almost back to that level. Are we going to see some more Cherokee Apache, or is it going to be pretty standard setup?
If we had the personnel, we might, but right now we don't have all the kids to do it, so... right now it's going to be our standard stuff going in and out. We'll get our guys. I think we can do a few things offensively and formation wise. They're saying the same thing over there. They think they can out formation us and do some stuff. And we've just got to stop that quarterback. He's a really good football player. He can throw the ball on a dime and he can run it. Man, he's a really good football player. So we got our hands full, but I think we've got a pretty good game plan going into it. And, if we go out there and execute, don't turn the ball over, give ourselves a chance to win in the fourth quarter, it may happen.
Right. We will talk more about the Tipperary Academy Panthers next Wednesday night at yet another episode of the Coach Brandon Derrick Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Enjoy your Friday night bye week. Head out to the fair. Go ride the Bobbitt Comet or whatever. And have a little fun. Enjoy the Friday night.
Yes, I will enjoy my Friday night, but I'm probably not going to be at the fair.
Well, thank you for joining us for the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to Nats Landing on St. Simons. Join us every Wednesday night, 7:30, for the Brandon Derrick Show. My name is Jeff Doak, signing off. See y'all next Wednesday.